St. Luke chapter 12, verse 32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Dear believers in Christ, dear baptized of Christ, Jesus uses some very key, important words today. He says, watch, watch, and be ready. For the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. More than ever, we, the church, need this reminder. We need to be reminded that this life is not forever, and that we constantly need the comfort and the assurance that we find in the promises of the Savior. We need to be comforted in the forgiveness of our sin, that Jesus has accomplished our salvation completely, taking our sin away and freely granting us the kingdom of heaven. We need our faith to be strengthened on a daily basis by His Word and Spirit, because the world continues to rage against Christ, against the true faith in Christ. Today, everything is about doing whatever feels right. It's not about what God's Word says. The world doesn't value God's Word. It values whatever feels right at the time. And don't you dare judge me and tell me I'm sinning. I'm just doing what I feel is right. But God's Word is clear. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Jesus Christ is coming again, and yet so many go on in their sin like it doesn't mean a thing. But Jesus came to set us free from the power of sin. It's true, we all sin. Even the most faithful Christians still sin on a daily basis. But by God's grace and Spirit, we don't have to serve sin. If the Son shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. It's not that Christians just suddenly become sinless upon their conversion. It is, however, that through faith in Christ, God no longer counts our sin against us. This is the good news of the gospel. This is what makes for willing obedience in the heart and soul. The free forgiveness of our sin. Christ has already been held accountable for our sin. Not that He committed any sin Himself to be accountable for, but God hath made Him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Judgment day is coming. The wrath of God and the punishment that our sins deserve is coming on the last day. But even the greatest of sinners can find hope and forgiveness in the promise of Jesus Christ. He says, whoever believes will be saved. So now is the time to hearken unto his word. Not tomorrow. Because he says, behold, I come as a thief at an hour when ye think not. As we confess in the creed, Jesus is coming to judge. To judge the quick, the living, and the dead. And so the natural response, the immediate impulse that man has when hearing of judgment day is fear. Just like Adam and Eve hid in the garden out of fear. They fell into sin, and just the thought of facing the Almighty, sinless God after committing that sin, it was like facing a mini judgment day for them. So Adam said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. We have to confess that when we've heard those stern words about judgment day, about the wrath and that punishment that is to come, there have been times when we have felt fear in our heart. It's not like we've never sinned. And it's not like we do not deserve punishment because of our sin. But Jesus Christ came to take that punishment upon himself. Scripture is clear. There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. He came to bear our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We need to be reminded of that. We need to be comforted and assured in the forgiveness of our sin. So he says, regarding judgment day, fear not. He did not come to fill us with fear. He says, fear not, little flock. He speaks with a voice of assurance. He speaks to reinforce his promise of forgiveness. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. By grace, as we continue to wait and watch for judgment day, we do not have to fear, because Jesus, our good shepherd, he keeps guiding us, leading us, his little flock, by the comfort of his word and sacraments. He keeps assuring us he's done enough to save us from our sin. We never have to worry about whether or not we've done enough. Jesus says, it is finished. He has accomplished everything. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It is his pleasure to give us that kingdom, not by works of righteousness that we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. We don't have to struggle to see that we are, as Jesus says, a little flock. The fastest growing religion, in fact, has always been the religion of works righteousness. Well, look at what we can do. Like we heard last Sunday. Look at all I've done in your name, Lord. Prophesying and casting out devils, doing many wonderful works. That's a pretty impressive list here. The things I've done for you, Lord. But it's really the same thing with the extremist Muslims. They too say, look, God, I'm even willing to blow myself up in your name. The Hindus too say, look at what we can do as their main doctrine focuses on their own honesty and purity and self-restraint in their own words. The same basic religion was popular in Jesus' day too. The scribes and Pharisees, look at how we can do all these things for you, Lord. Look how we can go without food longer than what's required. Say prayers that are longer than the average. Donate more to the church than what's required. Long before that, all the way back to the very beginning, Cain relied not on grace, but on his own good works. Atheism, too, is on the rise, and just pure ungodliness and that who cares attitude. And it seems like we're on the losing side. The only thing that really gets people going nowadays is taking a stand on the words of Jesus Christ. The world can accept almost every religion, no matter how crazy they may be, except Jesus Christ and Him crucified and risen. Who wants a lowly and humble Savior who comes to us riding on a donkey? Who wants a God who suffers and dies? Forget about that and look what I can do. How smart I am and how much I can accomplish with how great I am. But the words of Christ are clear. The kingdom of God is not earned. It is given by a free gift of God's grace. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And we remember that this gift includes not only the kingdom of heaven, but also the kingdom of God, which Jesus says is within you. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. We say in the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come. And how is this done? We learn in the Catechism, when our Heavenly Father gives us His Holy Spirit, so that by His grace we believe His Holy Word and lead a godly life here in time, hereafter in eternity. That eternity too, though, is ours by grace. And in the meantime, as we wait for that eternal life, Jesus says to watch and be ready. We wait for the Savior to return with our lights burning, our loins girded. Back then, with no electricity, the servants didn't know how late their master might return. Maybe in the middle of the night. So they kept their lamps lit. so that at a moment's notice, they'd be ready to serve him. Loins girded meant that their robe was pinned up around their waist, maybe kind of like wearing shorts in our day today, their legs ready to run, or at least walk quickly, free from tripping up on their clothing, ready at a moment's notice for their master's return. How can our lights be burning and our loins be girded when we are sinners and when we keep reaching for those things that Jesus says will pass away? How can our faith be alive and ready at all times? Jesus clearly leads us in the right way by the light of his word. We can be and we are ready by remembering our baptism, wherein God washed our every sin away. We can be and we are ready by frequently receiving the true body and blood of our Lord, given and shed for the remission of all our sin. Those very things our Good Shepherd uses to lead us, his little flock. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He feeds us in the green pastures of his word. He restores our soul in the still waters of his sacraments, baptism, and the Lord's Supper. However, it still can seem like we're on the losing side, with every other group growing, every heathen group growing. And here we are with just a few, just as Jesus says, a little flock. But most importantly, we are, by grace, his flock. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Let the world go on in its sin and late night partying and riotous living, and we, by grace, will be continued to be led gently by the words, the comforting words of our Savior, by the only one who laid down his life for us only to take it up again and promise that we too will rise. He says, don't be afraid. Fear not, little flock. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Just by using that word, Father, Jesus invites us to dwell on the relationship that you have with him, your heavenly Father, through faith. You've been called by the gospel, by his Spirit. You've been baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. You've had your sin washed away. You've been given complete, full pardon for all your sin. You've been made an heir of everlasting life. Fear not, he says, your Father, it is his good pleasure to give you the kingdom. All these things and more, Jesus invites us to dwell on when he mentions that word, Father. In our catechism, we confess God would, by these words, tenderly invite us to believe he is our true Father, and we are his true children, so that we may with all boldness and confidence ask him, as dear children ask their dear Father. So as we wait, children of God, with our lights burning, our loins girded through hearing the Word of God, inwardly digesting it. As we wait, we continue to also partake of the Lord's true body and blood, given and shed for the remission of all our sin. As we wait, we continue to be reminded by Jesus Christ of our baptism, wherein all our sin was washed away. And as we continue to wait and to watch, Jesus instructs us clearly. Fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God that passeth all understanding keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.